Hi, my name is Mia and I am 9 years old. Jason is amazing. I love him very much. And even though he's not my blood, I still think of him as my blood and my first dad. I'm worried that he has COVID, and if he does, like that hurts my heart. I feel like he shouldn't be in there. And sometimes I take the pictures off the walls and hug him. It's hard without him, and I miss him very much.
I'm Renee Benavides, and my husband's name is Jason, and he is currently at CCI. He is very outgoing, goofy, always cracking jokes, like giving me and our daughter nicknames like the Stinkies and, just silly things. We pick up the phone. He's like, "Y'all haven't brushed your teeth. I can smell it on the phone," like always trying to make us laugh. He's very intuitive to me. If he even hears the slightest tone difference, he's like, "Talk to me, are you okay?" And it's just amazing to have that. The connection is so different when you don't get to see somebody every day. He's got to try to learn to shut off who he has to be in there when he gets on the phone with me, because life is so different in there. So we're able to be goofy and we talk all the time about what we're going to do when he gets home. And that gives us all hope because we have this future to look forward to. And he's just kind and I'm in love. I'm so in love with this man. And when you're dealing with someone inside in prison, you really have to get to the core of a lot of things because you're limited on your phone time. Everything is mainly done through letters and trying to build this communication, and it's a lot of work, but it's so worth it. And he's worth all of it. I'll wait forever for him. Like, that's not even a question in my mind. And so it's heartbreaking. There's this void. Like, you're trying so hard to keep the bond the best way you can. And now, since the pandemic, even phone calls you're not getting every day anymore. It's so stressful. It's stressful. It's overwhelming. It feels like it's never going to end. We refer to it as a never-ending nightmare. Like, that's how it feels. We don't know when we're going to see them again. We still don't know. You have a lot of a lot of them that are getting sick, obviously don't want to tell anybody they're sick because of everything is stripped of them when they're put in isolation. So you just think of it as a room with a bed and a toilet, and none of their pictures, none of their belongings, none of their letters, none of anything is able to go with them. Nobody wanted to see that happen to them because that's torture. 14 days in isolation is torture. And then they're getting scared because when they find out their building is okay, and then they start seeing that they're transfers. And they know that who they're getting are sick. For the transfers, they're keeping that very quiet. The only reason we know the transfers are happening is when they let us know on the inside, they just brought 20 guys in, 30 guys in, or families are saying, "My husband's getting transferred." The only other time we're catching them is honestly at these protests at the prison when we're seeing the transfer vehicles and they're bringing them in or taking them out. So now they're like, we went from trying to not get sick to you're literally bringing people in our building that are infected. So that's scary. And then, he's saying, like, even his friends that have health conditions, they're terrified. They're absolutely terrified, not knowing what to expect, what they're doing on the ones that are on quarantine. Is they're doubling up their mask. That's the only thing that they have been able to come up with that they think will help them or save them. So they're making it out of their clothing, their blankets, whatever they can find to try to double up, which is making it harder for them to breathe. But they don't know what else to do because they're not given anything to protect themselves. They don't have any other way. My husband has not seen any sanitizer. They're using water to wipe down their walls and their own shirts or whatever they have to clean. They're not given any cleaning supplies. So They're using water from their sink to try to wipe down their cell, and that's sanitizing unless they use their little bar of soap or body wash to put on there to try to wipe it down. They're terrified. They're absolutely terrified. And these are grown men. These are grown men who have handled every kind of brutality imaginable inside a prison, whether it's from a CO or someone else. But they're like legit scared. We have heard their tone. I cannot express to you the tone in their voice when we talk to him. When I talk to my husband, there have been times it's like all hope is gone. And mind you, this is the man I told you earlier is so optimistic and outgoing and upbeat, and we're going to get through this and all of this with his day, to where he had no hope. He was just like, this is it. It's just all a mess. And it's just, all they see around them is death or infections. They know when they see an ambulance come in, or they're taken out on a stretcher, they're probably not going to see that person again. And they're seeing their friends that they do care about just dropping, like my husband said, dropping like flies. And so as much as the pandemic is scaring everybody, they cannot escape it. I'm terrified. I'm terrified right now that he may have it and he's not telling me. He does not sound good at all. And I know he doesn't like me to worry. He tries to keep everything in there as far from me as he can. But he doesn't sound good. And I've been asking him, I asked him today, like, are you sure you're okay? And he's just real quick, like, I'm fine, and goes on to the next subject. But I hear him like clearing his throat a lot, and like what sounds like a dry cough. It's like throughout our whole conversation, like the majority of the conversation is him trying to clear his throat or cough every time he talks. And it's been like that for a few days. I could be wrong, but that's just what I feel. But yes, I'm absolutely terrified. I can't be there to help him or take care of him. Like, is he gonna make it? It's just scary. It's scary because he has nobody. I know they won't tell us if they're quarantined. They don't give us any information at all, no matter who you are to them. I fear for him all the time. And I feel helpless, completely helpless. There's nothing I can do. I just have to wait and see if he makes it, if he's one of the ones that's able to get COVID and survive.